Do you sabotage yourself? Or maybe the better question is, do you know if you're sabotaging yourself? Hi, this is Chris from Iron Hero CrossFit, and welcome to the Iron Hero FitCast. Here are solutions to five of these self-sabotages. You might not even know you're doing it, but let's dive in. Number one, just wait. I'm going to start next week. Or it's just too busy for me to get a workout in right now. Or I don't feel like it really, so I'll do it tomorrow. I have some time tomorrow. Or my favorite, once insert perfect scenario here happens, I'll be ready to start working out again. The commonality here, you're waiting for the perfect set of circumstances to happen before you're willing to start doing something for you. In this case, exercise or better nutrition or sleeping better. Doesn't work that way. The solution is get up and go. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. You just need to get up and you just need to get going. When you get up and you go, you'll build momentum. And that is way more important than having the perfect set of circumstances. Number two, all or nothing. We've talked about this before. It's worth revisiting again. But unless you have a wedding in 3 months, or maybe you have a vacation that you're going to the beach and you're wearing a swimsuit, or there's some sort of work weight loss challenge of some kind, you know, something with a finite amount of time, there doesn't need to be a quote-unquote perfect, and probably shouldn't be. The solution, because perfect doesn't work, is to do things based on math. I'm a fan of the 80-20 rule. You could take it to 90-10. Again, we've talked about this before, but let's talk about it in the context of workouts. So given that there's an average of 4.3 weeks in a given month, again, on average, and if you're going for 3 workouts per week, that comes out to about 13 workouts per month. And because you can't do fractions or percentages of a workout, or at least maybe you shouldn't before you leave, like 0.4 workouts, we're just going to round. So 13 workouts total per month. 80% of that is about 10 workouts. What does this mean? So this means if you hit 10 of your 13 workouts in that month, you've achieved your goal if you're aiming for the 80-20. If it's 90-10, it's a little more than that. If it's less than, you know, 70-30, it's a little less than that. But what we find is 80-20 seems to be about good. This leaves room for mistakes. Maybe you didn't plan. Maybe some sort of emergency or last-minute meeting happened. Maybe you're picking up a sick kid from daycare. Something else that might occur that just sort of changes the schedule. We've all been there. It's going to happen. You just have to account for it. Number three, motivation. Please, please don't be the person who believes motivation is going to carry you all the way to your goals, because it's not. Not every day is a good training day. In fact, the longer you train, the more this becomes true. The more real workouts are going to be kind of... You won't always feel like making healthier meals either. The only analogy, or the most pertinent analogy I could come up with, is you're driving your car. In fact, you're driving your car to work. And this is like using the gas pedal of that drive for the first 60 seconds and then hoping that you can coast the rest of the way there. And unless you live down the street from your work, of course, that's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. The solution, motivation is good enough to get you started, but that's it. Take action on something. Just keep taking action and you'll keep creating some of that motivation, but it's not going to be an ongoing thing. Next, find an accountability buddy. These are awesome. Personal trainers are awesome. Group classes, those are great too. We have some great accountability buddies at Iron Hero CrossFit. We have some great personal trainers at Iron Hero CrossFit. And I'm, of course, biased, but our classes are pretty great too. But it's easy to walk away from just you, right? It hurts a little bit, but you kind of find a way to do it. Everybody's done it. But it's much harder to explain yourself to somebody else as to why you're quitting, especially if you've made progress. Make eye contact, get face to face to that person and tell them, hey, I'm stopping because. Number four, more isn't better. Better is better. Now, unless you have some sort of ultra endurance event that you need to rack up time and mileage, because there's nothing that's going to replace that, you really probably don't need to work out for more than 60 minutes a day, and that's max. The solution then, let's say it again, more is not better, better is better. So increase the intensity of your workout. Maybe you shorten your rest periods. Maybe you slow down the movements, right? People have talked about slow negatives before. Maybe you add weight to your lifts. Now, this is not always the best way, and eventually you run out of it because you can only get so strong before you have to let your body go back and adapt and recover and stuff. But it's an okay way to do it. You could do interval training instead of steady state cardio. Like there's so many examples. You could spend time working on getting quality sleep. All other things being equal, you'll gain muscle and you'll lose fat as a byproduct of getting better sleep. If you're finding a personal trainer, I know some great ones. You could reach out to me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com, and we could chat about how a personal trainer could help you or a group class could help you. There are lots of ways to make better use of your exercise and your workout time. I would say, pick one and go. Again, like we said above, take action, and motivation will follow. It's not the flip-flop of that equation. Number five, tracking. Your clothes fit better. That's great. Congratulations. You're not as tired when you play with your kids. There are a few things that are better than that because you can keep playing with your kids. You're walking up and down the stairs at work and you're not getting out of breath. That means you're getting fitter. That's great too. But what do all these things have in common? They're all sort of a secondary way of tracking progress. They just sort of happen as a byproduct of doing the things you know you need to do and being consistent with those things. So in my eyes, the solution here is to find something to track that is tangible, that is purposeful, and that you cannot hide from. Some things that came to my mind are measuring body fat. You can, if you've done the pinches before, they're not fun, but they're okay. You can do that. You can use an in-body. We've got one of those. It's pretty non-invasive to do that. Doing a fitness test, and do that fitness test at the beginning and then doing it periodically throughout. You might have grown up doing the mile run. That's not the only way to do it, but you could do a mile run at the beginning and or walk. And then in a month, do it again. In a month, do it again. And see what kind of improvements you have there. You could measure inches lost. You could get some blood testing. This is a good one because this is indicative of health too. Like maybe it's a fasting blood glucose thing, a blood sugar. But if you're not measuring things, you're just sort of winging it and seeing what sticks. It's okay. And like I said, it's secondary to the effort and the consistency. But it's definitely suboptimal. So, you have your five things. I have a challenge for you. Get up and take action. Choose one of them. Choose two of them. Choose all of them. I don't think choosing all at the same time is great, but you could. Choose something and get going. Take action on it and get going. Figure out what your biggest challenge is and take action on that thing. And if you want more help, you know how to find me.